Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the strip of the same coasts and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Speak, O Lord, for we, your servants, are listening. Good morning.
Good morning.
I am grateful to the Lord for this blessed, windy-ish, beautiful day. It's good to see you all here today as we worship together in the reading of the daily morning prayer. I assume and know that not many of us are familiar with morning prayer. There's a lot of standing and sitting down and kneeling, and we are using all our senses as we worship the Lord, which is a good thing. I give thanks to the Lord for the blessing of life and health as we continue to recover from this pandemic. My prayers for his ever-righteous, outstretched hand to continue endowing you all and your family and friends with protection and love. Today is the second Sunday in Lent. Lent is a 40-day season of prayer, fasting and almsgiving that begins on Ash Wednesday and ends sundown on Holy Saturday. It is a period of preparation to celebrate the Lord's resurrection at Easter. During Lent, we seek the Lord in prayer by reading the sacred scriptures, we serve by giving alms, and we practice self-control through fasting. We are called not only to abstain from luxuries during Lent, but to a truer inner conversion of heart as we seek to follow Christ's will more faithfully. So in the 15th chapter of St. Matthew's Gospel today, we are invited to learn from the miraculous story of the account between Christ and a woman from Canaan whose daughter had been vexed and troubled by a devil. In this account, the Canaanite woman, after hearing that Christ was on the coasts of Tyre and Sidon, where she was, proceeded to find him. This story, which is also narrated in the 7th chapter of the Gospel of Mark, we are told that after Jesus had entered into a house in this coast of Tyre and Sidon, he supposedly did not want to be disturbed. But this woman, this Greek Gentile woman, somehow found a way to get to him. On seeing Christ, she fell at his feet and pleaded with him that he would cast the devil out of her daughter. This woman, as one commentator has called her, was a woman of great faith, of great patience, of great devotion, and of great humility. The Oxford Movement Churchman John Keble denotes regarding the strategy of this reading this Sunday, today, that after learning about the power of the Spirit in showing us how to resist Satan when he tempts us, as we read in Jesus' temptation last week, the first Sunday of Lent, we're now given a practical lesson by a Gentile woman on how to grow deeper in our understanding of faith during this Lent season. This Canaanite woman, from the very outset after meeting Christ and his disciples, declared his lordship by crying out, Have mercy on me, have mercy on me, thou Lord, son of David. By her identifying Jesus as the son of David, we are open to her total belief in him. How would a Gentile woman know that a priest, pardon me, know that a past king of Israel would have a descendant who would have miraculous powers to heal the sick and perhaps take away the demon out of that demon-possessed daughter? That this same descendant would not be a populist first-century magician, but the incarnate God himself. Perhaps as one who was from the coasts of Tyre and Sidon, she'd had the good news of Jesus and believed. Perhaps she, much like the Roman centurion in Luke chapter 7, who encountered Jesus at Capernaum, beseeching him to heal his servant, believed mightily in Christ because of the miracles he had performed prior to his travels to the coast of Tyre and Sidon. See, both the centurion and this Canaanite woman were non-Israelites whose faith in Christ was profoundly real and true. I think there are two major lessons to be learned from this Lenten gospel in Matthew. First, in this woman's story today, we are not only opened up to the history of the acceptance of non-Israelites through the power of faith in Jesus Christ, but also to the power of supplication and deep, earnest petition. Many commentators, again, in their analysis of this gospel, portray Christ's words in the 26th verse, which are rather hard and tough to listen to, which say, as Christ responds to this woman after she's beseeched him to cast the devil out of her daughter, here's what Christ said. He says, it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. But Christ said this as a test to the woman's resilience and faith. Jesus did not intend to mean that Israelites are the only children and everyone isn't, nor did he mean that his job was only for the salvation, both physical and spiritual, of Jews. Because if he truly meant that, then we, everyone who is non-Israelite, wouldn't have been welcomed into this redemption plan in which he himself became a propitiation for our sins. Rather, in hearing this woman's appeal, Christ not only tested her faith, but showcased it to the world, even to his disciples who were there who had been advocating for him to chase her away. He showcased that he is Christ, was the author, is the author of life. And sometimes, like this Canaanite woman, we ought to pray deeply and humbly, ever so understanding of how undeserving we are, in order for him, in his will, in his knowledge, to heal us. Secondly, in this woman's story, we can also learn the commitment and desire of love for one so near and dear to the heart. When this woman, whose faith was strong and humility was great, lay prostrate at the feet of Christ, crying, she wasn't doing it for the benefit of herself. No, she was beseeching Christ to heal someone who she loved so deeply, who was troubled, who was vexed by the devil. She was crying to him to heal her daughter. Dear brethren, today, what better time is there to sincerely pray for those who are close to our hearts, just like this kind of woman? What better time is there to intently bring all our burdens for that friend, for that daughter, for that son, for that neighbor or enemy, and bring them to the Lord? What better time is there to fall at his feet, lie prostrate, and pray for that thing that has burdened and made your heart heavy? This is the time. This is why we celebrate Lent. Lent is the time. In Lent, we have the blessing to open our hearts in faith and humility to the author of life, to heal us. It is a time of seeking, of praying, of honestly pruning ourselves in anticipation of his resurrection at Easter. Today, we remember the valiant woman whose faith and patience and devotion and humility taught us how to approach the feet of Christ in worship and supplication for the life of our daughter. May we likewise go forth with a faith founded in one who is the Son of David, as those who belong to a risen Christ, and offer hearty prayers during this season of Lent. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.